Friends, in the gospel this Sunday, we encounter that great call of Jesus as he calls his first apostles, Peter, James, and John. When he encounters these fishermen, they're cleansing their nets after a long night of fishing without a single catch. When the Lord commands Peter, he says, imagine you've just fished the entire night, and Jesus says to you, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Peter responds quite, we would expect this. Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing. Why in the world would you ask us to do this? He's discouraged and he's doubtful. They've caught nothing all night long. But Peter puts his faith in Jesus. He believes in him. And Peter says, at your command, I will lower the nets. With faith in Jesus, they lowered their nets and caught an abundance of fish. So much that their nets were tearing and they had to signal for their friends, their partners in the other boat, to come and help them with this great catch, because the great catch was so abundant that their boat was sinking. Friends, this episode, we've heard it many times. This episode is symbolic of what it is to be an apostle. What it means to be an apostle. Jesus says to them, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. He calls them fishers of men. Just as they caught a great number of fish, from now on, after they follow Jesus, they will not be catching fish anymore, but they will be catching people. They will be winning souls for Christ. This is the amazing reality if we really think about it. What are these men doing? They're fishing. You know, these are ordinary, simple men that Jesus chose to share in his mission. Jesus did not seek the most intelligent men he could find. I'm sure there were men smarter than the apostles. Or for that matter, the most talented or the most virtuous. He didn't choose the ones with the best personalities or physical strength. Jesus chose your run-of-the-mill, ordinary guys, even sinful men, to be his apostles. Look at Peter's first words. He says, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man, right? You know, I'm not worthy to follow you. Jesus chose regular, ordinary, and sinful men to be his closest collaborators. And what would he call them to do? To transform the world. To transform the world, to bring the gospel to every corner of the world. Dear friends, just as Jesus calls these ordinary fishermen, in spite of their sinfulness, so on the day of our baptism, God also chose us, he chose you, he chose me, to be his apostle. And what an awesome call this is. So we ask ourselves, what does this mean? What does our call entail? What does this call of our baptism call us to do, to be an apostle? First of all, to be an apostle simply means one who is sent, okay? So in the gospel, Jesus has many disciples. He has many who follow him. A disciple is a follower of our Lord. But an apostle means one who is sent. The gospel tells us that Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them. Remember, after Jesus calls them to himself, he sends them out two by two to preach the gospel, to exorcise demons, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. He sends them. And on the day of our baptism, that most important day of our lives, when the Holy Trinity came to dwell in our soul, that day Jesus also sent us. He sent us from the baptismal font into the world. And this also happens every time we come to Mass. When Jesus again calls us here to be with him, he calls us here, he instructs us with his word, he feeds us with his body and blood, and then he says to us, go forth, the Mass is ended. To be sent. What does he send us into the world to do? He sends us to be his apostles, to win souls for him, to bring Jesus to everyone that we encounter. We could call this the vocation of the laity. This is the great role that you have. Because look how many there are of you and how many there are of me, right? This is the vocation of the laity. And it's a beautiful vocation of the lay Christian to be in the world. And what does Jesus do? What does Jesus send you to do? He sends you into the world to sanctify the world, to make the world a place that is holy, a place where Jesus Christ lives and where he reigns. This is the awesome vocation that he has given to you. It's a beautiful vocation to bring Jesus into every area of society, into the home, school, into the workplace, into the doctor's office, into the courtroom, the factory, and especially into the family. This actually was one that this is one of the central teachings of the Second Vatican Council. The Second Vatican Council was all about how we are called to be holy and how the laity are called to sanctify the world. That wherever the lay faithful, wherever you live your baptismal vocation, wherever you live your baptismal promises, in the family, at home, and at work, you are actively participating in your call, your role, to sanctify the world. And so, friends, like the apostles in the gospel today, Jesus also calls us to be fishers of men, to set out into the deep, to not be afraid to lower our nets for a catch in all areas of society and to catch men, to lead all men and women, to come into a deep friendship with Jesus Christ, and also to bring them into the boat. What is the boat? The bark of Peter. Bark, not B-A-R-K, but B-A-R-Q-U-E, right? The bark, the boat of Peter, that is the church. Just a few examples. To pray for others. Maybe to lead someone back to the church who has fallen away. Or lead them back if they're maybe in an irregular marriage or situation, to say, there's a way back. You can be reconciled. Maybe it's to recommend a good book of spiritual reading to a friend. What if it's inviting a friend to Mass? Maybe it's introducing someone to the truth of Jesus, to the teachings of the church. Maybe it's recommending the sacrament of confession to a friend who we know is in great need of God's healing mercy. These are just a few examples. Jesus is sending us as his apostles into the world today, just as he sent his 12 apostles 2,000 years ago. And he's sending you into the world to sanctify it, to make it holy, to bring Jesus Christ into every sector of society, so that all men and women may have the opportunity to experience his love and his mercy. May it be so.